What happens when science fiction becomes true? That's the kind of world you and I are living in today. I mean, just think back not too far long ago. The idea of traveling to the moon seemed inconceivable to people. It seemed impossible. They could only imagine it through science fiction, comics, and television. And then what happened? Traveling to the moon became a reality. In a similar way, you and I are living in times where all sorts of new breakthrough technologies are becoming realities. Things that even just a couple years ago we would have said, nah, or someday, way in the future, we could only imagine some of this stuff in science fiction, like Star Trek and Star Wars and Doctor Who. This morning in our Faith in the Future series, we consider augmented reality. Let's say those two words together. Augmented reality. Now, while those two words are not yet a common part of everyone's vocabulary, they will very shortly soon be shaping our everyday lives. Augmented reality is on the rise with all this other technology we've been talking about, artificial intelligence and all those kind of things. Now, what is it exactly? Augmented reality technologies, how's this for helpful? Augment, modify, change, add to how we perceive the world. Very often now, how we see the world. And currently, AR, augmented reality, is mostly facilitated through personal computers, tablets, devices, smartphones like this. Some of you know that a couple years ago there was that craze about the Pokemon game. You run around town with your phone. If you remember that, that's an example of augmented reality. But very soon, like in the next months, as well as years, forms of AR technology will be increasingly facilitated through specially enhanced glasses. You can actually already buy some. But then soon we will see specially enhanced contact lenses, and yes, people choosing to have implants into their bodies to facilitate this augmented reality technology. Anyone here heard of virtual reality? Raise your hand. Virtual reality. Okay, see lots of hands. Virtual reality is related to augmented reality, but they're not the same exact thing. Virtual reality is facilitated right now anyway by you wear a headset, it covers your eyes, it covers your ears, you're looking like head on a screen, and you get audio input. And so virtual reality is virtual. It's fake. It's a simulation. You're seeing and hearing a computerized world. You're not interacting with the real world. That's virtual reality. Now, if I was wearing augmented reality glasses right now. No, I'm not. But if I were, and I was looking around the church, it's possible that I would be able to see signs with these special glasses that would explain to me the history of the stained glass. Or with these special augmented reality glasses, it would be possible for me to actually see labels on the different architectural features of the building. It would say pulpit, and it would explain to me what the pulpit is. If I was walking down the street with AR glasses, it would say, this is this such and such house. This is the Mandolin Inn. Here's the rating for people who attend. Here's the rating for this restaurant. I would also get lots of ads that I wouldn't see otherwise for things with the augmented reality glasses. So, you see, augmented reality augments, it changes. In those cases, it's changing what I would be seeing in the world. I'm seeing the real world, but it's adding things to it. Things that I wouldn't see without the augmented reality. Now, actually, did you know this kind of technology has been around quite a while? Anyone ever experimented with AR or VR? Raise your hand. I see some hands, so some people have already experimented with this. It's been around for years. But it's been kind of feeble, it's been kind of pathetic, it's not been very interesting. Increasingly now, it's becoming more and more AR, VR, all this very lifelike. And you don't wait forever, it's not really slow, it's becoming closer and closer to how we're used to interacting with the real world. It's also becoming more affordable. Some of the stuff's pretty expensive, like the new Apple things are still like $3,000, $5,000, but there are people buying the technology. It becomes more and more on the market. And here's what one writer says. Augmented reality will lead us into virtual reality, with some people choosing to live in forms of augmented and virtual reality as often as they can. Now here's the scary thing. There's already people doing this. There are already people trying to fill up as much of their time they can when they're not sleeping and when they're not working to live basically in forms of AR and VR. It's already a thing. So what does this have to do with God and with Christian faith? Well, listen to this. Christianity is intended to augment, modify, enhance, add to how you and I see and perceive the world. Christianity is intended to bring us in touch with the reality of God and to focus our attention on the most important things in life. And in today's passage from our own St. John, we heard about the Good Shepherd. Meow! I mean, wrong animal sound. Augmented reality potentially has the power to shepherd us, to focus our attentions, to help us see some things and not see other things. And it may not necessarily shepherd us, our attentions and what we're seeing, toward the most important things in life. According to Jesus, what are the two most important things in life? Yeah, God and people. And since augmented reality will not necessarily shepherd us toward those things, but toward other things, this technology necessarily has everything to do with living our faith in the 21st century world. So, a challenge and a quotation. Are you ready? There's going to be a challenge and there's going to be a quotation. Here is the challenge. Easy for us to say, a lot harder to do. Deny the device. Deny the device. Let's say that together. Deny the device. Let's say it three times loudly. Deny the device. Deny the device. Deny the device. Learn to put down your phone. Learn to turn off the television. Learn to toss away the video game controllers. Learn to unplug from AR and VR and smell the everyday, ordinary roses. Talk face to face with actual humans who are not digitally manicured to look perfect like they are in augmented and virtual reality with artificial intelligence, these perfect predictions of people. No, actually look at real people face to face. To get involved and stay involved in in-person human community that you can't just turn off when you want, because all those people and things online, you can just say, great, done chatting with you, got what I wanted from you, done. No, actually deal with people that you have to get bored with, angry with, impatient with. Now, you don't always have to go organic, that is, without technology. Of course, we're going to use technology. There's good things about technology, of course. But make it a regular practice to go without. Okay. And for heaven's sake, please avoid ordinarily starting and ending your day with a screen. Whether you're looking at the television or you're scrolling through your phone, please ordinarily stop doing that. Instead, start your day with people in your life. Start your day with a walk. Start your day with a prayer. Or end your day with a book, a real old-fashioned page-turner. Or end your day with some kind words to someone you love. Or end it with a prayer. Be deliberate about how you use technology. Because a lot of us right now, find this difficult at the moment, right? How many of you find it difficult sometimes to not be on your screens and watching television, whatever it is? That's most of us. In fact, the problem is, most of us have already been conditioned, dare I use the word, enslaved, and I use that word very carefully, to fill any moment of freedom that we have, like we're sitting around waiting for something, or as soon as we have a moment, what do we want to do? We want to turn on the television, or we want to start scrolling on our phones. And once AR becomes much more in the population, and it gets even better in virtual reality, people are going to find that even harder to resist. And so, deny the device. Delay the device. Delay the device. Yeah, you can pick it up eventually, but delay the device. Cultivate this practice now. You will be so glad, like 2 years from now, 4 years from now, 5 years from now, that you have, because it's going to become harder and harder and harder to resist the device and interacting with the world, because everyone else will be doing it. So teach this to the children in your lives. This denying, delaying the device. Teach it to them. Have screen free time in your family. Have screen free time as a couple, however old you are, whatever stage of life you're in. Have screen free time among your friends. Have screen free time when you're by yourself. Now, what's the alternative? You say, oh, that's the big deal. I enjoy the stuff, and hey, I use some of it. Well, the alternative to learning to deny the device, and we're going to need a lot of help and each other's help and God's help for that, delaying it, the alternative is to live a life of disconnection, of paltry pleasures, of tepid pastimes, of a half-life, a life you just sort of edge away your life, let your life sort of fade away by staring at screens. Look at the research about how much screen time a lot of us spend versus time with actual people face to face. And so if you want a half-life, if you want a life of tepid pastimes and paltry pleasures, well, go for it. But is that really the kind of life you want for yourself, for your kids, for your friends, for your family, for the world? No. So then, deny the device. With God's help and each other's help, learn to delay the device. Because as I said, it's only become more challenging as time goes on. So, that's the challenge. What's the challenge? With enthusiasm, turn to somebody and say, deny the device.
Deny the device.
One other person. Okay, point of clarification before we go on to the quotation. So that's the challenge, to deny the device. Big point of clarification. Will there be good things about augmented and virtual reality? Yes, there's going to be some amazing things. There are things that are already, they're starting to change some people's lives in radically positive ways. So yes, there are going to be good things. For sure. I could list off some of them to you. I could talk about some of them with you. But if we're not careful, we will allow the good things about these new technologies lure us into complacency about their dangers. So, deny the device. Okay, here's the quotation. It comes from C.S. Lewis. Anyone heard of him? Okay, very good. This comes from one of his little essays, one of his addresses. Mother Susan is not a fan of this particular sermon of C.S. Lewis, but that's okay. Yeah, it's called The Weight of Glory. And here's just a small snippet of that. Here's what Lewis says. It would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition, when infinite joy is offered us. Like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum, because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased. Hear it again. It would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition, when infinite joy is offered us. Like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased. Friends, it's already begun. It's been around a while, but augmented reality, virtual reality, artificial intelligence are going to offer us lots of mud pies in the slums. And we are too easily pleased, far too easily pleased. But the gospel of Jesus Christ offers us something far richer, more beautiful. The smell of the salt of the air, the froth and the waves crashing upon the shore, the feeling of sand under our feet, the sensation of the sun on our faces, and the smiles and the laughter of our family and friends around us. A holiday at sea, if you will. This is the kind of life that God seeks to shepherd our attentions and our perceptions toward. A life rooted in relationships, whether they're the people, with all of creation, and with God. To the extent that artificial intelligence, augmented reality, virtual reality, the extent that any technology seeks to shepherd our attentions away from that kind of life, they are hired hands, to use the language from our gospel lesson, leading us to the worst inclinations of our wolf-like natures. But the good news, despite the fact that life is full of sorrows and sadness, the promise of the good news is an abundant life, a real life, a full life, a life face to face with people, not a half-life. So live that kind of life. Be where you are. Learn to be where you are instead of being somewhere else through technology. And be there with God, with others, and with all of creation. Amen.